It was panic mode over the weekend at Mar-a-Lago, which was also reflected in Donald Trump's behavior. Donald Trump held an event at Mar-a-Lago with about 400 donors where he spoke for about 90 minutes, and most of the time he spent yelling and berating the donors for not giving him enough money. He also made really disgusting statements about Social Security and Medicare and basically said that that's how Democrats win the welfare vote. He also told the people in attendance that he would rather be hanging out with people who were holding a wedding event at Mar-a-Lago since they were paying him more money than the donors were paying him. And Donald Trump also said that, don't be surprised if you don't get any photos with me. You're not paying me enough money for me to take pictures with you. Trump also went on a profanity-laced tirade against special counsel Jack Smith. He said that Jack Smith was ugly, that he was not a good-looking person and was ugly on the inside and out. Donald Trump also tried to compare the Biden administration to Nazis, and he made a bunch of other horrific statements. Here's what the New York Times reported. At donor retreat, Trump calls Biden administration the Gestapo. The speech by Donald Trump at a Republican National Committee fundraising retreat came during his criminal trial in New York. He faces 88 criminal charges across 4 indictments. But wait a minute, I thought that Donald Trump was saying that he was raising all of this money. Wasn't it just a few weeks ago where he claimed he held an event where he made over $50 million, but it didn't really seem like many people attended that event, and we called that out as being utterly bogus, despite the fact that corporate media and Trump propaganda media went with the headlines about Donald Trump raising all of that money. Maybe he's just not raising all of this money. I don't know. Maybe the fact that he hasn't opened up any field offices at all in any swing states or in any states at all, and President Biden's opened up like 500 field offices to get out the vote. I don't know. Maybe that would be an indication, but I don't know. I guess corporate media, you could run with whatever propaganda he feeds you. From this New York Times article, this is a quote from Donald Trump at this event. Quote, "He's special counsel Jack Smith. He's unattractive both inside and out. This is just one unattractive dude," Donald Trump said. Donald Trump also complained that Democrats have an advantage in elections because they defend programs like Social Security, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act, which he calls welfare. Here's what the New York Times article says. "Mr. Trump's comments about welfare to wealthy donors at the event called to mind remarks caught on tape by Mitt Romney during his 2012 presidential run when he dismissed 47% of voters as off limits because they did not pay taxes." Quote, this is what Trump said. "When you are Democrat, you start off essentially at 40% because you have civil service, you have the unions, and you have welfare," Trump said on Saturday. "And don't underestimate welfare. They get welfare to vote, and then they cheat on top of that. Then they cheat." And Trump was also raging, as we now have 2 polls from this past week showing large Biden leads with likely voters. An ABC News poll from this weekend, which is a very highly rated poll, has President Biden up 4 with likely voters. And the NPR Morris poll has President Biden up 5, 52 to 47% amongst likely voters. As Simon Rosenberg says, "Long way to go, lots of work to do, but in every way imaginable right now, I'd much rather be us than them." And one of the things that we are seeing here is that as these polls move from like just generic adults to registered voters and then to polling likely voters, people who have voted before, who are likely to vote again, who have the data, who are following things that are happening and are likely to vote, they are overwhelmingly or by significant margins voting for President Biden, or at least enough to tip the scales of those recent polls right there. Donald Trump, as I mentioned, was complaining that donors aren't giving him enough cash. This is what Donald Trump said. This is from the Newsweek raw story report. At the same donor lunch at his Mar-a-Lago resort on Saturday, Trump continued to swear at President Joe Biden, special counsel Jack Smith, and attack other perceived foes. Donald Trump also complained he wasn't raising enough cash from attending wealthy donors, from wealthy donors who were attending.
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you could perform at your best mentally and physically. Introducing Beam's Dream Powder, a science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been an absolute game changer for my sleep. I drink Beam's Dream Powder each night in order to get my optimal sleep, and I have to say, I would not be recommending this if it didn't actually help me. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids could cause next day grogginess, but Dreams contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
And then it talks about how he was ranting, calling Biden's the Gestapo, saying that Jack Smith is an effing a-hole. And then one of the things that he said, and this was according to the Washington Post, quote, about 400 people who gave at least $40,000 each attended, according to people familiar with the planning who spoke in the condition of anonymity to describe the private event. He spoke for about 90 minutes. The remarks veered widely. At another point, he complained about having to take so many pictures with donors and told people in the crowd that if they didn't get a picture, it was because they didn't give him enough money. He also claimed that a wedding at the property got preference over the donors because the wedding was paying more per person to be there. At one point, as if he were at an auction, he told the crowd, anyone who makes a $1 million donation right now to the Republican Party, I will let you come up and speak. Two donors then came to the stage, and one said, Donald J. Trump is the person that God has chosen. I mean, how weird is that? And then, as I said, his behavior was erratic as well. Of course, there's the usual post that he makes where he rants and raves about the trial, and he attacks the prosecutors in all caps. Trump's New York prosecution is a bogus case by a bogus prosecutor. Alvin Bragg's legal assault on Trump is lawfare at its worst kind. He did all of that, but one of the things that he did as well, just started sending some weird emails as well. And so I subscribe to this email list so you don't have to, so I could report on what it is saying. But when you take a look at some of these emails right here, it is some really weird stuff. Like it says, I love you, I mean, which is beyond strange. And then as you start looking at some of the other emails that he sent recently, because the other one is like, do you love me? I love you. I just want to let you know I love you. Do you love me? So I just wanted to look at some of the other emails that they've sent recently. This one goes, I love you, Ben, and I would love to have your endorsement. Do you think I'm the best president? I'm dying to hear from you. You know I like shiny things. Will you be my partner? Do you need a hug? I love you. I need to speak with you. My farewell address. Have you seen my mugshot? Are you ready to meet me? I'm trapped in court. Keep your filthy hands off of me. Knock, knock. I had to storm out. Will you write me a personal letter? Can we take a picture together? I mean, how weird and desperate can you be? And folks, the one thing that I just want to show you, though, is that this is not the way it always was. I just want to remind you of these two moments of John McCain, the late great Republican, a real conservative John McCain. Just take a look. Remember when John McCain did this? Here, play this clip.
we're scared. We're scared of an Obama presidency, and I'll tell you why. I'm concerned about someone that cohorts with domestic terrorists such as Ayers.
I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person that you do not have to be scared as president of the United States. Now, I
got to ask you a question. I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
So great to see him just shutting down his own supporters, just saying that type of stuff, saying we're better than that as a nation. Or what about this when John McCain took the mic away from this lady? Remember this moment? Play this clip.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not. No, ma'am.
He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
And folks, what I love about that is that at a bipartisan level, I just respect that behavior. As I've always said, this election is going to come down to decency, compassion, pro-democracy, respecting people's freedoms like women reproductive rights. That's it. I just want normalcy. I mean, you see all of this chaos and just weirdness coming from, the Trump side of things. It's too crazy. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network, and subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.